I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, we apparently brought you other topics on our minds, but that was the last segment. If you missed it, I strongly recommend going to the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app.
It's a good feature. I use it all the time, especially because you can speed it up.
I do too. I don't do the speed up thing. I should. I just listen real time and then I'm like, I didn't hear that all the way. Let me rewind it and then listen over again because my brain is the slow. It is. Sometimes it takes me a while to absorb information.
My favorite thing to do with the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app is listening to the Dustin Rhodes scoreboard updates, where if you speed it up, it sounds like he's doing like Twista doing sports updates.
Amazing.
That is kind of amazing.
It's fun.
He does a good job with the updates. No, I'm
going to
say
one.
It.
All right, here's our first question on Five on It. If you could only choose one, name the Cubs pitcher that has been more impressive this season, left-hander Matthew Boyd or closer Daniel Palencia.
Well, 260 says Matthew Boyd just told me that I'll understand when I have kids on my own, and then says I'm 56. It's Daniel Palencia. Matthew Boyd was a proven product. We knew that. I wanted the Sox to trade for him in 2019. Have you noticed that there's a list of people that I wanted the Sox to get pitching-wise? Because I already mentioned Robbie Ray earlier on this program.
It's so niche. I love it. You have this huge list of Sox pitchers. I love it.
Well, because I was covering them every day, and it was pre and post, and I thought at the time in 2019 that Matthew Boyd would be a great fit, but he was in the division. The point is, he was a known commodity. Is it wonderful that he's having this renaissance and he's so damn consistent? Yes. But Daniel Palencia has been a revelation because this is not the man that we had seen previously. And he is stepping up to the plate. Well, in this case, the mound, and just absolutely throwing gasoline at the thing. This is incredible. You have a closer and you didn't even know you were going to have one. Well, you did, but you thought it was going to be a different dude is my point.
See, the difference is he's stepping up to the mound and that's cool and all, but no one's stepping up like Matthew Boyd. Matthew Boyd, I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from you.
847, I appreciate that. I mean, Matthew Boyd grounded me for not doing my chores. Then he lifted the grounding after I did them and gave me my allowance of $5. 815, it's got to be Matthew Boyd. Here's why. Because Matthew Boyd is out here every fifth day knowing your first two starters were out for almost 2 months. Well, one of them's out for the season, actually. And while Shota Imanaga was gone, he was holding it down. He is the father who stepped up.
Tell me how to tie a tie.
Yeah. I told you. Full Windsor, too. Not half. Not that other stuff. But the tie's looking all crooked. It's like, that's the best you can do? No. The full Windsor with that big, fat triangle.
Told me he was disappointed in the B. It should have been an A. And really an A plus, if you're asking the question.
Matthew Boyd just told me that fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Yeah. Yeah. It's Matthew Boyd.
Wasn't that the dean, though, from Animal House?
Was it? I haven't seen Animal House in 30, 40 years. I think I was like 12 when I saw Animal House.
That's not a good
That's
age.
That's a bad age to watch that movie.
But was I also that old when I watched Animal House? Yes.
I think there's a lot of movies that are rated R or whatever that you can just kind of be like, all right, but once you're in middle school, it's like all bets are off.
Yeah, that's Dean, how I feel.
Dean Warmer was the character. So it was the dean that delivered that line.
That mean old dean.
So people are shocked, though, about Pulenty and how good he's been. I get that, but I just think the consistency of Matthew Boyd, Pulenty wouldn't have games to save if Matthew Boyd wasn't out there doing his job.
If I had a sports ability, it would probably be the one I would desire the most is to throw pitches like Daniel Pulenty, like where I could just throw gasoline at it. Like, that would be great. I'd be like, I don't care about you at the plate right now. Ha! 101! Ha ha! Watch this. Watch me throw this slider that's not actually in the zone and it's low and it's actually towards you a lot and inside. Oh, you're going to swing at that? Ha ha ha! Revenge.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Number two.
Phase two of Major League Baseball's All-Star voting has officially closed. Rosters will be announced on Sunday. How many All-Stars do you think the Cubs will actually have in Atlanta in less than 2 weeks?
I think it's going to be two.
Two?
Yeah.
Who are the two?
I think it's probably going to be the obvious dudes for me. It's going to be the men in the outfield. It's going to be PCA, and it's going to be Kyle Tucker. That's how I feel. I mean, there's probably somebody from the pitching staff, but I just don't know based on how strong the National League is. That's my issue.
It's pretty strong. So
when you consider the amount of pitching on just, say, the Dodgers. Let's widen it out to the NL West, for example. It's a really tall order to say that the Cubs might get more than that.
I've got the Cubs getting three.
Okay, who's your third?
So I've got...
Because I know PCA is your number one heart and in your program.
So Kyle Tucker's number two in your mind then, obviously.
If I'm reading Marshall's mind?
Yeah.
In this case, in this one scenario?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like Kyle Tucker is also number two for you, or number one in your heart and your program with PCA.
Well, number one in my heart and my program just didn't pitch enough to do it, because you know who my favorite Cub is? Shota Imanaga. Mm. He just didn't make enough starts.
He's still your favorite Cub?
Absolutely. The joy I'm going to have watching Shota Imanaga pitch tonight. Let's just take it like this. We went almost 2 months without Shota Imanaga. What did he give you his first start back?
Consistency. Yeah.
One
Everything
hit,
you needed.
One hit over five innings? I depend on that man. He's not the father that stepped up. He's like more like your uncle that you have fun with whenever you see him. And I see him every fifth day, as long as he's healthy.
What?
Come on, man.
Show to the fun uncle.
But also can we get a Mark Deeks dreadful from yesterday? That was so good. A British person saying dreadful is just, it's tremendous, really.
Is me calling Shota, is that a funkle? Is that out of bounds?
I just needed to know if he was still your favorite player because of how much you love PCA and Kyle Tucker.
Okay, listen, it's going to be three guys. It's going to be PCA, it's going to be Kyle Tucker, and then this is the cumulative effect. I can't tell you who it's going to be. But it's either going to be a pitcher or it's going to be Seiya. One or the other.
No Carson Kelly. I don't think he deserves it, but I don't know how many great catchers there are in the National
League.
He's
up against Will Smith, right?
But can he still make the roster?
Yeah, that's a fair question.
I'm going to give you my spades prediction here. We're looking across the table from each other. And you're saying, Marshall, how many books you got? And I'm going to say three and a push. Mm. Here's why the push. Because we know how injuries work, one. And there could be somebody who slides in there. And we know how pitchers work also, where a pitcher may not be available and then someone from the Cubs bullpen specifically gets in. It could be Matthew Boyd, but it could also be a Drew Pomeranz. It could be a Daniel Pulenty.
Kel Pomflex?
You love it so much.
I mean, stop being good at the same time. I don't know what to tell you, and having similar roles.
I don't think Flexen's going to be the guy. I think Pomeranz has a chance. But there's a lot of good relievers because, you know, pitching is baseball. So, I think it's 3-0.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Push.
We have an answer to the most pressing question in basketball.
What do you got?
We got some breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from our friend Shams Charania. Remember when we asked the question, have you also been interviewed by the New York Knicks? You deserve compensation. Well, somebody was interviewed again and it worked. Mike Brown. Breaking, the New York Knicks are expected to land on two-time NBA Coach of the Year Mike Brown as the franchise's next head coach, sources tell ESPN. Knicks president Leon Rose underwent a thorough process. Since the firing of Tom Thibodeau a month ago, the Knicks requested permission for 5 NBA head coaches and were denied. Was it just 5? Are we sure about that? Are we sure? Then interviewed several available coaches and went through multi-round stages with candidates. You know what I see in there? You know what I really read? Leon Rose still making people money. You know, I know he's the head of the Knicks now, but if that wasn't a make everybody else some money move, Billy Donovan.
Let's talk about God's timing. Let's talk about being blessed.
God's plan.
Listen, Mike Brown won Coach of the Year just a minute ago with the Sacramento Kings. Mike Brown was fired midseason by the Sacramento Kings. Mike Brown had to wait one offseason to get a new job. Would you say it's a slight upgrade? Have you seen Sacramento and their roster of late? Have you seen what happened with the Tyrese Halliburton and De'Aaron Fox? Which of those players is still in Sacramento?
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, neither. So now you've got DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine.
The video I sent you guys last night, the Sacramento Kings GM. It's from Hater Report. It's not appropriate to talk about it.
Elmo participating in adult activities. That's what the best way to describe
the original,
that.
Radio friendly. The original video was actually about Arthur Smith.
Do you think they regret firing Tibbs? Because I think they should regret firing Tibbs.
The Knicks should regret a lot of the decisions they make, if we're going to be honest.
If they wait until after the conclusion of the NBA Finals, maybe they just keep Tibbs and run it back, because last I checked, it was the Pacers who pushed them out, and the Pacers will not be the Pacers next year.
Gentlemen, you know what I call that? Permanent decision based on a temporary feeling. Yep.
Number 3.
5 on it continues with Raheemy and Harris with this question. White Sox right-hander Shane Smith allowed 6 runs on 6 hits and 3 walks while striking out 6 over 4 2/3 innings in the Southsiders series opener against the Dodgers in LA last night. Has Smith hit a wall, or was it just a rough night against one of the best lineups in baseball?
The Dodgers are good. That's it. That's the story. The Dodgers are very good. This isn't about necessarily getting one game from the Dodgers. And I actually thought that that was a reasonable discussion and benchmark. It's about the player development season. You know, it's good for you facing that lineup. I hate to say it, but if you want to get better, you got to face some of the best. And that's exactly what that's about. So that's how I feel about the body of work there. I don't necessarily think he's hit a wall. I think he's hitting the baseball season. And this is what it's all about. And sometimes you have to take it on the chin. You have to learn how to get out of your slumps. You have to learn how to adjust when the league adjusts to you. I'm basically the Matthew Boyd of this segment by giving you the speech.
Oh, you're the father of the segment. Okay, well, I'm going to be the funkle then.
The funkle.
Yeah, I'm the fun uncle, which I am a real uncle in real life, so I can do that. And other also, people who are not that much younger than me call me Unc all the time.
I'm the oldest of my siblings, and none of them have kids, but I assume I'll be the party aunt. I just assume.
Yeah, you're the rich aunt. That's what you are.
I'm the Chicago party aunt. I'll take that title.
As for Shane Smith, yes, he hit a bit of a wall, but this was not the first time he's hit a wall. His last 3 starts, he's now given up 5 earned runs against the Cardinals, 5 earned runs in only 2 innings against the Diamondbacks, and now 6 earned runs against the Dodgers. Before that, he hadn't had an outing where he gave up more than 3 runs. He's seen his ERA jump from 2.37, when we all agreed he should be the White Sox representative in the All-Star game.
We anointed him.
It has jumped a run and a half since then over the last 3 starts to now 3.86. Well, technically 1.49 runs, but you get what I'm saying.
That was not anointing.
And so I'm looking at him, and what's interesting is his fielding independent pitching has not risen that much. So it makes you wonder, is the quality of pitching changed that much, or is it just what he's dealing with right now?
Yeah, kind of like one of the members of Cal Palm Flex, Chris Flexen. You couldn't judge him based on being with the White Sox like that. Consider what's going on here.
So yes, I think he's hit a wall, but it's completely understandable, and it's sad that I won't get to see him possibly pitch in Atlanta at Truist for the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Sorry, Marshall, quick bonus question for you then. What would wholesome Cubs pitcher Matthew Boyd, what advice would he have for Shane Smith in this moment?
I think he would tell him, keep your head up, son. It's going to be okay, because you're not going to be on the White Sox forever. And you too, like many of my teammates, will have a second chance at baseball life.
773. I pretended to still be asleep as Matthew Boyd carried me from my car to my bed.
Matthew Boyd, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. How are you?
563. I asked Matthew Boyd if he got a haircut. He said, I got them all cut.
630. Matthew Boyd showed me the proper way to jump a dead car battery. That's an important skill, by the way.
And 773. Sox might have to send Southpaw to the All-Star game.
Oh, man.
Hey, any milkshakes going? We never heard.
Yeah, the milkshake can go. That's fine.
I mean, it would be bringing all the boys to the baseball yard.
Yes.
Huh?
Number 4.
Caitlin Clark received an NBA or WNBA All-Star record for 1.29 million fan votes, but observers are quick to point out that she finished 9th in player voting. Is this an example of her peers not appreciating the most popular player in the league?
Listen. This is a quick lesson on math and how that works.
We are tired. Tired, I tell you.
So here's how the All-Star ballot works for the player voting. There are 4 spots for 4 guards. There are 6 spots for 6 front court players. You vote for who you deem to be the 4 best guards. And if you're left off, you don't get any points from that ballot. When you say she finished 9th, it's not like players voted her 9th and said, you're the 9th best guard. Players just looked up and down the rosters and said, I think these are the best 4 players at the guard position in the WNBA. I say that because a lot of Caitlin Clark supporters who are not necessarily WNBA enthusiasts don't actually know who the other players are in the WNBA who are having better seasons than, say, Caitlin Clark. And the issue here is she didn't get voted in a situation where she was deemed ninth best. She just got left off a lot of ballots because other players are having better seasons. You know who's included in that, by the way? Kelsey Mitchell, her own teammate, who has higher shooting percentages.
Also, Caitlin Clark was injured for a significant portion of the first half of the season.
She has missed 7 of her team's 16 games, including her team's win last night in the Commissioner's Cup without her. I understand it. She is by far the most popular player among fans in the WNBA. But ball knowers who have observed what she has done this season will tell you she has not been as good as other guards, several other guards. So it's understandable she was left off of other WNBA players' ballots.
Yeah, it's not Caitlin Clark versus the rest of the league. In this case, it was the nuance that we describe. And this is what... this is what makes me roll my eyes. Like 6-3-0, it's pure jealousy by the other players. This is a professional league. You would never call anybody in the NBA jealous of somebody else. You would say it's competition. Like, this isn't a reality show. This isn't a Bravo show. Like, this isn't Real Housewives of the WNBA. This is not a plot. This isn't a telenovela. Jealousy. When if you say it about a men's league, it would be considered competition, or it would be considered other people getting their due. Does the WNBA require nuance because the game is different in and of itself? Yes, just like the voting.
The people who would tell you, oh, sorry.
Don't ascribe your plot line to a situation where if you were in that position in a men's league, you would call it competitive. That's all I'm here to ask you. Just, you know, just switch it. And ask yourself, would you be saying that if you were talking about men? Like, for example, well, you know, the last male host we had in this job really messed up, so we can't have any more men in that job. But you hear it said about women. Well, that's the last time we get a woman in that job in media. Yeah, you just wouldn't say it. So consider that when it comes to this part of it as well.
The perfect example of this is the people complaining about Caitlin Clark not being higher on the player ballot. Most of them probably don't know who Alicia Gray is. Alicia Gray has better numbers, and I mean across the board, compared to Caitlin Clark, whether it's her 19.5 points per game, whether it's her 46.9% shooting, her 42.4% shooting from three. Okay. Better across the board on a better team in the Atlanta Dream than the Indiana Fever. And that's why I'm saying, guys, relax. Caitlin Clark's still going to be a captain at the All-Star game, but it's completely understandable that other people were put ahead of her, especially since a player like Alicia Gray has been an All-Star the last 2 years.
Well, additionally, for the people bringing up Angel Reese, because that's what you do whenever somebody else's name is
Congratulations to her being the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, by the way.
Right, but again, when your team is struggling, it's going to affect your All-Star voting. Like, these aren't foreign concepts.
I didn't think they were, but you know.
And yet, here we are. But you know what people did do? What they should have done for the Cubs. They stood up and they stepped up and they voted. And that's what's important.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.